But many years ago, we had gone down to Corpus Christi for the funeral of one of my aunts, my mother's oldest sister. One of my daughters, she was about 8 at the time, was out in the vestibule of the funeral home looking at all the colorful marketing brochures about wonderful funerals. Well, this kid was no fool. She picked up a brochure and waved it at me and looked at me and said, "Why do they call it a celebration of life when she's dead?" We cry out for life. We're desperate to avoid death. We don't even like to talk about it. Our culture tries to avoid death in so many ways. That's the fear of death that is rooted in the tragedy of the garden. Our culture's religion is an idolatrous narcissism. We worship at the altar of youth, of beauty, of celebrity. We hang on every word and every whim of people who are famous for being famous. Our culture tries to stave off death. We have fad diets. We have health magazines. We have fitness and exercise machines. And we medicate ourselves and reduce our stress with thinly disguised Hindu meditation and Buddhist mindfulness. Our culture wants life on its own terms. So it ignores Jesus, just like Jesus' neighbors at Capernaum ignored him. Where did he get this? How can he do this? How can he say that? In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day." God the Father is the source of life. Jesus and Jesus alone reveals the Father and gives life. This is Jesus' mission and purpose. Jesus brings life through his word, which changes hearts. He brings life through his passion, which forgives sin and reconciles us to the Father. He gives us life through his flesh, which is given as heavenly bread to nourish life within us. It's not a coincidence that in this passage of the gospel today alone, Jesus uses the word life 6 times. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Jesus Christ, God himself, becomes present on this altar in his divinized incarnate flesh and blood to feed us, to nourish us, to drive out death. The great martyr Bishop Ignatius of Antioch described the Eucharist this way: "We break one and the same bread, which is the medicine of immortality and the antidote to prevent us from dying, which causes that we should live forever in Jesus Christ." The power of death present in us from the garden cannot stand before the power of life present in the flesh of him who is life itself, which comes to us in Holy Communion. Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Come to Jesus. Come examining yourself to confess your sins and be reconciled to the Father. Then come believing that God Himself invites you to feast at this table on immortal life. Praise be Jesus Christ.